Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has been forced to shut down forum pages due to piracy. eBay launches a virtual reality shopping app and the Southeast Asian digital market is due to be worth $200 billion by 2025. Baidu is due to close its literature forum website due to ongoing concerns of online piracy. The move has come as a reaction to reports made in Xinhua news outlets that accused Baidu's Tiber communication platform of being the largest source of pirated written content online. To assist in the closing down of its pages, Baidu has set up a system that the public can use to send tip-offs to the company, which will then be investigated and the content removed within 12 hours. The cost of piracy to the Chinese online literature industry is estimated to be an estimated $1.2 billion, and with 64% of users reading pirated novels being traced back to Baidu Tiber, the site is due to shut down thousands of pages in the coming weeks. A virtual reality shopping experience has been launched in Australia by eBay and Maya, which will appear as an app on a smartphone. The app, which is being called the first of its kind, works by connecting a virtual reality headset to a phone in order to set the user up in a virtual shopping world. Whilst the app can work with the relatively cheap Google Cardboard headset or with Samsung's Gear VR, it can also be used with eBay's own Shoptical developed by Maya themselves. Steve Brennan from eBay Australia and New Zealand said that future versions will see a shopper in Sydney shopping with a friend in New York from a store in London. This step forward in online retail technology comes at the same time that eBay adds another 38 countries to its shipping service, opening up wider global potential with the virtual reality platform. According to research from Google and investment firm Temasek, the Southeast Asian digital market could be worth up to $200 billion by 2025. Whilst it was worth $31 million last year, the findings from the research projected that the increase could be down to a young population increasing internet speeds and the 7,000 startups in the region, 80% of which are based in Singapore, Indonesia, or Vietnam. Southeast Asia received over $1 billion in investment last year, with 65% of the amount going to five startups: Grab, Property Guru, Trick Consell, Qoo10, and iCars Club. However, the challenges faced in the region are usually caused by difficulty in acquiring talent, poor internet infrastructure, and finding payment methods for large unbanked areas of the region. A survey in Germany has found that over 90% of internet users in the country used a television set to view video content. According to the results published by IP Deutschland, TV was the most popular viewing platform, followed by smartphones at 71%, with laptops in third. Whilst TV popularity is to be expected, the fact that desktop PCs fall so low, with 39%, whilst smartphones score so highly, shows the growth in smartphone use for video. The increased size of smartphone screens to accommodate video, combined with the portability of laptops over their desktop counterparts, have reduced the use of desktops in recent years. And finally, Austrian teenagers aged 14 to 19 have reached 100% internet penetration for the first time. Before the first quarter of the year, Austrians in their 20s were the most active users of the internet, but that now sits in second place behind the younger age group with 98%. The next age group sits at 93%, but that amount falls steadily as age increases up to the over 70s, where only 48% use the internet. Overall, internet penetration is strong in Austria, with 84% of the population over the age of 14 using the internet. However, men have a slightly higher usage rate, with an 89% of them using the internet compared to just 79% of women. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.